Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online, the ministry that trains and equips the body of Christ to do the work of the ministry, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12. This is part 5 from a 10-part series on Led by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Today's topics we're dealing with will be topic number 8, God lives in us by His Spirit. Topic 9, God leads us through the inward witness. Topic 10, your inner man has a voice. Topic 11, being led by the conscience. Let us first go now to Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 and 27. Starting at verse 26, I will give you a new heart. I will put a new spirit within you. I will take away the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you will keep my judgments and do them. In these scriptures, God is not talking about your physical heart on the inside of your body, that pump that pumps the blood around. God's talking about your spirit man. God is saying when you're born again, I'll remove the hardness of your heart that's not sensitive to Him and His ways, and I will put into you a heart of flesh. Again, God is not talking about removing your physical heart. He's talking about your spiritual heart, the heart of a person. In verse 27, it says, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes or in my ways. These scriptures are basically saying, when you become born again, I will take away the heart that's not sensitive to my spirit, says God, and I will give you my spirit and cause you to walk in my ways. In other words, the heart that you had before you were born again was insensitive to the things of God. And when you become born again, God puts His heart in you, a new heart, and that makes you sensitive to the things of God. A further point I want to point out here is God does not dwell in earthly made houses. He dwells in people. This is God's will to get a person born again and then filled with the Holy Spirit or baptism in the Holy Spirit. God's desire is to live on the inside of every born-again believer on this earth and every person who accepts Jesus Christ as Lord. The Bible reminds us that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Topic number 9, God leads us through the inward witness. Turning to Psalm chapter 18, verse 28, we read, For you will light my lamp, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. First point here, God leads us by an inward voice as well as by an inward witness. Many times we ignore the inward witness, we seek the sensational or the spectacular, and we miss the supernatural. God leads His children primarily by an inward witness. This is something every believer has to get used to and from the very beginning of being born again to start to learn to hear His voice or to learn the inward witness. Not to look for the spectacular or the sensational, but to walk in the supernatural naturally every day. Topic number 10, your inner man has a voice. In Romans chapter 9, verse 1, it says, I tell the truth in Christ, I am not lying, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. The number one way the Spirit guides us is through the inward witness, the inward knowing. The number two way is by the inward voice. The inward man, who is a spirit, has a voice. We call this voice of the inward man or the inner man, the conscience or a still small voice. Your spirit has a voice. Your spirit will speak to you. When the Holy Spirit speaks, it is more authoritative. The still small voice is the voice of your own spirit speaking, and God wants us to hear, firstly, the inward witness, or get used to hearing the inward witness, and secondly, to hear the inward voice, the voice of our spirit man. Normally what happens is God will speak from heaven to the Holy Spirit within you. The Holy Spirit will speak to your spirit, and your spirit will give you an inward voice, or the voice of your conscience. Topic number 11, being led by your conscience. Point 1, these things take place in a man's spirit, the inward man. He is first a new creature or born again, a brand new man in Christ Jesus. Secondly, the old things have passed away. The nature of the devil is gone, or the hardness of heart also. Third, all things have become new in his spirit, not in his mind or body. Now he has the nature of God in his spirit. A person who has not been born again could not follow the voice of his conscience. His spirit is unregenerated or not born again or not converted. When you have the life and nature of God in you by being born again, your conscience will not permit you just to do anything. Have you ever noticed when you're about to do something wrong or say the wrong thing that your conscience will speak to you? That's the voice of your spirit saying to you, don't do that, it's against the will of God. That's why it's very important to renew your thinking, to renew your mind. And we do this by the water of the Word of God, that is putting the Word of God into our spirit man on a continual basis. When we're about to do something wrong, the Holy Spirit will take that word on the inside of us and bring it up to our remembrance and say, you should not do that because the Word of God says this. Your conscience is a very important thing to follow, but it's better when it's born again than not born again. The born again person has the nature of God on the inside, and the Holy Spirit will lead and guide every believer according to the inward witness first, that is the knowing, and then secondly by the inward voice. I hope you've enjoyed today's message. We're going to part 6 next time, and we're dealing with the topics, the difference between the born again and filled of the Spirit. 13, the Holy Spirit in you knows things. 14, the Holy Spirit convicts, your spirit condemns. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.